Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Global warming, forget it. The news all over the world is it's been really cold the past year. And Obama, Christians are mad at Obama, and rightly so, because just a few days ago he said that he is against homosexual marriage. He doesn't want to call it marriage, but I think that it is a legal right that should be recognized by the state. And he's speaking of same-sex unions, okay? So he's against homosexual marriage, but he believes that the states should be able to recognize same-sex unions. Now we'll read his quote and we'll talk through this. But what's interesting, and so Christians like, for example, Lynn Vincent at World Magazine, they're just up in arms, right? Look what Obama's saying. He supports same-sex unions. Now, let's flash back 4 years to when George W. Bush was running for re-election, when he said that he was against homosexual marriage, but he believes that the states should be allowed to authorize same-sex unions. Sounds like an awfully similar position. Now, when Obama says it, the conservative Christian right wing goes berserk. When George W. Bush says it, there's just every reason to forget, to look the other way, to make excuses. And then if you recall, and I have the details in front of me, there was a Republican senator from Colorado, Sean Mitchell, a couple years ago, and he was supporting Senate Bill 166, which was like marriage light. It was a civil union type bill giving homosexual couples or any couples who were not married or could not be married, giving those couples some benefits like health care benefits and so on. And Focus on the Family supported that bill. And so what we find is when you do not have a solid moral foundation of biblical absolutes, what happens is you begin to slide, and eventually it's hard to tell the difference between the Christian and the unbeliever, the pro-lifer and the pro-abort, the person who knows homosexuality is destructive, and the person who promotes it. It's hard to tell the difference with their public policy statements. Now we'll go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYART in Brighton, Colorado. Roger, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thank you for having me on your show. Sure. I really appreciate it.
Sure thing. So, sir, tell me about, you called about Obama.
There was a major event that happened last Sunday, and none of the media, the major media, covered it.
Yeah.
Obama stated that the Sermon on the Mount supports homosexuality.
Yeah, that's right. He told the crowd at the Hocking College in Nelsonville, Ohio, that he believes the Sermon on the Mount justifies his support for same-sex unions. And he didn't clarify. He didn't say how it supported it, but, you know, we could assume it's judge not.
Yes, there's assumptions, and of course he does say that it's more appropriate than the obscure passage in Romans.
Yeah, that's right. He says, I don't think a same-sex union should be called marriage, but I think that it is a legal right that they should have that is recognized by the state. Now, that's similar to George W. Bush 4 years ago saying he's against homosexual marriage, but he supports the right of states to authorize same-sex unions. Do you remember that, Roger?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I have. I pulled up a story on that because I noticed all our conservative Christian friends in the media, they're all outraged about Obama, But when a Christian conservative says the same thing, he gets a pass. And they quickly forget it. I mean, Obama, the most outrageous thing he says is supported by George W. Bush. So let's see. Let's go on with the quote. He says he thinks that states should recognize a same-sex union. If people find that controversial, then I would just refer them to the Sermon on the Mount, which I think is, in my mind, for my faith, more central than an obscure passage in Romans. Now, Roger, what do you think about Obama calling Romans an obscure passage in Romans?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. The scripture from Genesis to Revelation, it has the same story. And in Genesis, it talks about a man and a woman. It talks about what happens when you, what about Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, Romans.
That's in Genesis. That's not even in Romans.
Well, Romans, and of course Sodom is referred to in the New Testament, but
of course
the book of Romans is the most significant theological treatise in the history of Christianity.
That's true, absolutely. I mean, theologians spend their entire life studying nothing but the book of Romans.
Yeah, good point. And so we have Obama. To Obama, the book of Romans is obscure. Now that just cracks me up. I could see somebody referencing a verse from Obadiah and saying it's obscure. But the book of Romans, the keystone and the arch of the New Testament, the book of Romans is obscure. That's hysterical. That tells us, as with so many statements, you know, a lot of statements tell us more about the person making the statement than it does anything else. But that tells us, of course, that Obama doesn't have a clue as to what Christianity is all about. And of course, he promotes sexual morality, the slaughter of innocent children. So he's aggressively in rebellion against God. And this is the same talk in which he said that he prays to Jesus every night. I don't know if he means when he stubs his toe and the lights are out and he's getting up for a drink. I don't know what he means, but he's taking the Lord's name in vain there for votes. And it sort of makes us long for the reverse raptures of the Old Testament.
That's true, but there is in this article, or actually his statement, some truth that I found. And he quotes, in his statement, it says he also told the crowd that his position in favor of legalizing abortion does not make him less Christian.
Right.
And I think that's true. If you are not a Christian, how can you be less Christian?
Okay, yeah. Good point. All right. Hey, Roger, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
For calling in with this. 1-800-8-NYART is our number. So we have George W. Bush. Let's see. Where did I pull this from? This is from October 25th, the New York Times. President Bush said in an interview this past week that he disagreed with the Republican Party and their platform opposing civil unions of same-sex couples, and that the matter should be left up to the states. You know, that whole line, it should be left up to the states, that's the new scam. For 15 years, the scam by pro-aborts like Tom Daschle would be, oh, I support the partial birth abortion ban. That was the scam to provide political cover so that evil people could have something to say, a soundbite, to dupe Christians into giving them money or supporting them. I support the partial birth abortion ban. Of course, it won't stop a single abortion, but that's why I support it. And by the way, the anniversary of that Gonzales v. Carhart decision will be coming up in April. April 18th, is it? The same day that Ben Stein's movie's coming out, Expelled. So that'll be interesting. Hopefully American Right to Life will do something for the anniversary of the Gonzales v. Carhart decision. And so that was the lie for 15 years to trick pro-lifers into giving money, votes, supporting someone. I support the partial birth abortion bill. Now the new scam that's becoming popular is the states should decide. Well, how about lynching blacks? Oh, the states should decide. How about rape? Oh, the states should decide. How about building camps to get the Jews and put them in camps? Oh, the states should decide. Morality does not change as you drive down the street. Crime doesn't change as you drive down the street. So these fundamental criminal issues are the same in every county, every state, every country in the world. You can't decriminalize murder and have some kind of a justification for it or some kind of an excuse to look the other way. So let's see. George Bush has previously stated that the state should be permitted to allow same-sex unions, even though the White House has said he would not have endorsed such unions as governor of Texas. See, we see this in Focus on the Family. They supported Colorado's Amendment 2 years ago. They supported it, and it won statewide, that you do not have to hire or rent to homosexuals. Today, they're against that. Today, they've been sliding, because there's no moral foundation. So they've been sliding. So today, after, what was that, 14 years ago or so, Amendment 2 passed, and it was challenged by the homosexuals, and it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and John Roberts led the effort to overturn Colorado's Amendment 2, and he succeeded. John Roberts, who the pro-lifers lobbied for, he crafted the oral arguments, and he did this willingly, voluntarily. As a partner in a law firm, he volunteered to help the homosexuals overturn the vote of the majority in Colorado, the We the People stuff that I don't get excited about anyway, because We the People want to lie and steal and fornicate and murder. That's what the majority are willing to do. The majority shouted, crucify him to Jesus Christ. So I don't even want to accidentally give lip service to a respect for the majority's opinion on matters of law, because the majority are headed to hell. Jesus Christ said, narrow is the way and few are they that find everlasting life, but wide and broad is the road that leads to destruction. So most people would prefer immorality, lust, theft, to honoring and serving God. But the liberals say that they believe in the will of the majority, and they lie. They only believe in that when it's convenient and coincides to their own selfish interest. So John Roberts crafted the oral arguments. That was his specialty in Washington. His specialty was oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court. So Colorado voted, and it passed nationwide. We supported it on the air at the time. Bob and Yurt Live, we've been on the air for 17 years. We supported Colorado's Amendment 2. Now, at the time, Focus on the Family came out with a horrendously dangerous line, and it was this: equal rights for homosexuals. That was their line. That's what they used to campaign for Amendment 2. They said equal rights for homosexuals. What does that mean? Homosexuality for 3,500 years was a crime. We don't say equal rights for burglars, equal rights for rapists. When you commit a crime, you lose rights. Like you lose your liberty when you are a criminal. You could be arrested and confined and tried. So we don't say equal rights for criminals. You have an equal right to a fair and speedy trial. But equal rights for homosexuals? That put on two sides of the issue. There is Moses, Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, and 3,500 years of Judeo-Christian legal history that homosexuality is a crime. And on the other side, that homosexuality should be decriminalized and equal rights for homosexuals, you have Hillary, Hollywood, the homosexuals, the humanists, and Focus on the Family. Now, is there anything inaccurate about what I just said? 3,500 years of Judeo-Christian legal history, homosexuality is a crime. And on that side, you have Moses, Jesus and the Apostle Paul, and 3,500 years of, even in our country, the founding of America, homosexuality was a crime until the 60s, 70s, and 80s when it began to be decriminalized. And our Christians have such a superficial understanding of God's word and even of history that they think that homosexuality should be legal. And so George W. Bush, what does he know? He doesn't know. He studies God's word. He understands the principles. When he first ran for office, when he first put his name in the ring, I called his United Methodist Church in Houston and talked to the membership director. I wanted to find out if George W. Bush could possibly be a good Christian candidate for president. And so I figured I'd find out from the membership director. And I didn't ask her about Bush. I asked her about their church. Could a homosexual be a member in good standing of your church, United Methodist, since that is the same church that Hillary Clinton goes to, the United Methodist Church? And in Washington, D.C., it's a founder United Methodist Church. And sure enough, at George W. Bush's church, home church, a homosexual would be welcome as a member of the church. The church might say under their breath, well, it's a sin, but all sins are equal. And of course, they could be a member. And so I realized that George W. Bush is part of the Christian, post-Christian community where abortion is not that big of a deal and homosexuality is actually a good and a nice thing. And so George W. Bush said that the state should be permitted to allow same-sex unions, and that position of his changed since he was governor of Texas, where he would have said, no, homosexuals cannot have same-sex unions. And now he thinks that, that they have some kind of a right. Let's see. He said to ABC News with Charles Gibson, anchor of Good Morning America, on ABC, George W. Bush said, I don't think we should deny people rights to a civil union, a legal arrangement, if that's what a state chooses to do. So that's awfully, awfully close to Barack Obama saying that I don't think it should be called marriage. He's against homosexual marriage, but I think it is a legal right that they should have that is recognized by the state, same-sex unions. So Bush says a civil union for homosexuals. And then Charles Gibson said to Mr. Bush that the Republican Party platform opposed civil unions. And George W. Bush replied, well, I don't. I view the definition of marriage different from legal arrangements that enable people to have rights. And I strongly believe that marriage ought to be defined as between a union between a man and a woman. Now, having said that, states ought to be able to have the right to pass laws that enable people to be able to have rights like others. You know, he's afraid to even use the word homosexual as he's answering the question. Charles Gibson said, so the Republican platform on that point, as far as you're concerned, is wrong? Correct. Mr. Bush replied, right. So what a tragedy. What a tragedy that on so many of the fundamental issues of our day, like health care, Obama and Hillary are promoting health care. So does George W. Bush. He gave us a multi-billion dollar healthcare, socialist healthcare program with prescription drugs. Multi-billion dollar when the government is flooded in red ink, in deficit spending, in a massive national debt. What, is it approaching $10 trillion yet? And so Obama and Hillary, they want healthcare too. They just want to spend a bit more than Bush does. But you know what? If one of them were to win, if one of them were to win and become president, they might not be able to pass a program to increase our socialized health care that would spend more than Bush already has. They might not be able to pull it off. So I remember that Alan Keyes was reporting on Colorado Senate Bill 166 on his website 2 years ago, renewamerica.us. And as I recall, he was a bit discouraged with the misinformation that was coming out of Focus on the Family. For example, Focus on the Family, from their official defense of Colorado Senate Bill 166, they said this. Listen to this. They were trying to say that this was not a marriage light bill. This was not a civil unions for homosexuals bill. And of course it was. And directly on their website, in their official defense of Senate Bill 166, they said this. They said Colorado's Senate Bill 166, which was launched by, who's the Broomfield Republican Mormon? Sean Mitchell. I said his name earlier, right? Sean Mitchell, the sponsor of Senate Bill 166. They said that opponents of Senate Bill 166 wrongly assume the bill would extend to partners, a word that is not found in the actual bill. So, you know, that's what homosexuals call one another. They're partners. It's a civil union, a homosexual, two homosexuals, civil union. And Focus on the Family said this. They said the bill does not use the word partners, and the benefits in the bill would not extend to partners. Now, I have part of Senate Bill 166 right in front of me. It uses the word partners 6 times. It says, this is unbelievable, domestic partners registered pursuant to another state's law shall be deemed to have executed a reciprocal beneficiary arrangement in the state of Colorado. It goes on to say, domestic partners who do not qualify to become reciprocal beneficiaries shall not be deemed to have a valid legal status within the state of Colorado as domestic partners. So they're saying in this bill, if you have the right, this is a bill Focused on the Family supported 2 years ago in Colorado, Sean Mitchell's bill. They said, look, if you have the right to get married, like you're a man and a woman, then this bill doesn't apply to you. But if you don't have the right to get married, like two homosexuals, then you qualify as domestic partners, and these benefits can flow through to you as a couple. Legal contracts other than domestic partnerships, pursuant to, and yeah, the law is all about partners. And Focus on the Family said, oh no, this law is for, you know, let's say a woman lives with her elderly mother. This law is for them. It's like, right. There's really a lobby of women who live with their elderly mom and they can't go in the hospital to visit them. They don't have rights of relatives or something. I mean, that's not what it was for. It was marriage light. It was a civil union bill, like Focus on the Family supported in Hawaii in 1997. And since they're not accustomed to standing on God's word on principle, they're accustomed to compromising. So in Hawaii, there's a strong homosexual lobby, and they thought that the homosexual marriage concept would pass in Hawaii. So Focus on the Family supported marriage light in offering domestic benefits like this Senate Bill 166 in Colorado. One of the things it did was to say if two homosexuals are living together and they're in a domestic partnership, their health insurance benefits have to cover both partners, just like they would if they were married. So that's a civil union by any other name, has the shame. So Obama doesn't want to call it homosexual marriage. He doesn't want to use that word because it'll hurt with his constituency. But it's the same thing. Focus on the Family doesn't want to call it civil unions, same-sex unions, because it'll hurt with their constituency, but it's the same thing. Just maybe a slightly different degree, but it's the same thing. Inheritance, property, health benefits, required coverage of homosexual partners if a health policy would cover married partners. So this is where you head when you don't have a solid foundation. So Focus on the Family, back in the early 90s, supported Colorado's Amendment 2. And what Amendment 2 stated was that if you were an employer or a landlord, you did not have to hire a homosexual and you did not have to rent to a homosexual. Now, we're just a short time later, historically speaking, and Focus on the Family today could not conceive of supporting that kind of legislation. Could you imagine? Could you imagine James Dobson today saying, I support a law that would allow people to not hire homosexuals? You can't imagine it, right? And neither can I. And we were told by Tom Minery, James Dobson's vice president of public policy, that Focus on the Family would not support a law like that today. But they did just a short time ago in the early 90s. You see the moral slide? So, and they, you know how they defended that bill? They defended it with the slogan, equal rights for homosexuals. Equal rights for homosexuals. So Focus on the Family actually did more to promote the homosexual agenda than did Queer Nation and all these extremist ACT UP kind of groups. And it's because of a lack of wisdom and insight and understanding and thinking, oh, we're going to have a victory here. We could win this one. Yeah, you win the battle and you lose the war, because now we're at the point where George W. Bush, James Dobson's hero, and Barack Obama have the same position on homosexual unions, civil unions, same-sex unions. I mean, virtually the same position. And the Christians are just, they're oblivious. So we're about out of time. In Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center, you got to see their brand new toddler center. It's beautiful. And our website, kgovkgov.com, where you could support what we are doing in American Right to Life. Check out their candidate report on Ron Paul. May God bless you all.